Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So this might be one of those moments where you get to exercise your right over all people who have children.
Oh, yeah, because I don't have kids. I'm looking down on your parenting skills. Yeah, all you parents.
I think my main argument with that statement is your vantage point for you to be...
I'm above you looking
down. Yes, it's the above thing that I think gets under my skin the most.
Well.
Because you have chosen to not, you know, perpetuate the species.
Right.
Which, I'm not even going to
get into. Which is what? I'm going against the Bible?
No, I'm not. Oh, my God. Yes, that's me, Steve.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Yes, that is Leviticus. I couldn't even begin to quote. No, it's just... It just feels weird for you to, like... Put yourself on a pedestal like with the...
Yeah, because like I said, your parents are so... You're in the thick of it all the time. You just can't see what you're doing wrong. And you need someone above it all. Like
all right. So here's the deal.
Okay.
This is about punishing your kids.
Okay. I'll judge. What do you got?
Back in the 60s, according to this new survey, 94% of parents used physical punishment on their kids.
Yeah.
As of 2010... Only 22% of parents did.
Wow, that's huge.
So we really stopped the spanking and, you know.
Seems to be working, too. The kids are awesome. I'm just kidding. They actually are awesome.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's according to the study, now most parents, what we do as a punishment is we yell at our kids. That's what I mean. When you have to correct your kids, if I needed correcting, my father would be a man of very few words, but I was corrected.
And you remembered it.
Absolutely.
And never did it again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now, because we've said that's bad to strike a child, even in a spanking, I think hitting a child, when you say hit a child, it brings up an image of hitting a kid in the face. And that's
me too. Spank.
Spank is a completely different story.
Yes.
But to yell at a child seems like the better thing to do.
Okay, I'm going to be off base on this, but whenever I see, I'm in public and I see a parent yelling at their kid, to me it feels like that kid is in control, and that parent yelling at their kid, you're just basically showing the public that you don't have control of your kid. Because if you're just yelling and screaming...
Did you do this survey? Did you plant this on me? Because that's essentially what the whole thing says.
Get out of town. I'm serious.
It says that if you're a parent who yells at your kids, it makes you look out of control and it makes you look weak.
Weak. That's it. Okay. I thought it was just me.
And it leads to anxiety, stress, and depression and other behavioral problems in your children. In fact, it even decreases their self-esteem.
OMG.
Yeah.
It looks like you parents don't have control. It looks like they're just tuning you out.
Here's the deal. We don't have control.
Yeah. I know.
It's the same as yelling at a dog.
Yes.
It's not the same because the dog doesn't fully understand you, but there's a point where my dad would just smack me and I learned from do this equal pain bad. Uh-huh. Now what we do is do this equal yell hurt feelings, which is almost worse than the pain.
I would rather just swap me.
Yes.
As opposed to the other emotional part of it.
Well, they have better suggestions over here, guru of parenting.
Oh, okay.
So how about I throw them at you?
Instead of yelling at your kid.
They say, instead of yelling, like when they leave their shoes laying around, clearly explain to them what you want them to do before you want them to do it. Talk to them in the morning about putting their shoes away when they come home from school.
Dude, this reminds me of an old football coach who said, I can't teach what hasn't been taught. I can't coach what hasn't been taught. You got to teach before you coach it. And by you saying that, modeling that behavior, showing them, this is why I need you to, OMG.
I could take this off into the, maybe tomorrow at this time. I just spoke to an educator. I am going to ruin our entire show right now.
Why?
I spoke to an educator friend of mine, and they work in a school that it's supposed to be for more of the troubled kids and stuff. And they were really excited to get into that school because they really want to make a difference as a teacher.
Right.
And they got there, and from what they, this is what they told me. This is not, this has nothing to do with my political views or anybody's political views. This person, when they got to that school, they'd been told, here's the deal. Schools, the reason schools fail is there's not enough money. The reason schools fail is the teachers don't care. The reason schools fail, blah, blah, blah. They get to this school and it's perfectly funded. They have everything they need. The teachers are all just like she is, mm-hmm. wanting to get in there and make a difference. And they go in and they try to get with the kids and they're not getting through. So they go to the parents and they reach out through emails and they reach out through phone calls and whatever, and they get nothing back.
Okay.
And this person said, the reason schools, no one wants to hear this, but the reasons your kids are failing in school isn't that the teacher sucks.
No.
It's not that there's not enough money there.
Thank you.
You suck.
Thank you.
You.
Yes.
You have to be a part of it.
You do. You can't just expect the teacher to do it all.
That's what this teacher.
That's what I'm paying you for.
That's what this teacher told me is like, the kid is there trying to learn, but still has some blocks. There's money for the Chromebooks. There's money. We've got all the tools, but I can't teach anything if you don't back me up when they get home.
Amen. When they get home, because you're going to be with them the rest of the half of the day.
Yes. And this woman says,
meet me halfway, parents.
Most of the parents are just letting their kids come to school and assuming that they'll come out fine.
And then when something doesn't go their way, oh, that teacher sucks. That school sucks. The system sucks.
How come you're not getting good grades?
Exactly. Finally.
It's an educator said this. So that to wrap this story up, basically everything else in here, you know, instead of yelling at your kids, tell them what is expected of them.
Right.
Wow, that's called parenting.
Right.
Next up, behaviors. Define, shape, and model the behavior you want. Don't just tell them to put their shoes away. You put your shoes away.
Thank you.
And when your child puts away his or her shoes, give them consequences, positive ones.
Yes.
When they do good, and nonverbal touching ones, and just words nicely, not yelled when they don't.
Parenting is actually super easy if you just get on board.
I don't know that I'm willing to go there, but yeah. Yeah.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.